We will provide.
You did?
Yes, thank you.
Hey, these things finally got used for something. Seemed like a good idea at the time. I guess the biggest change Georgia Tech has made, they've gone to a smaller lineup. Not that it's small, but it's a little smaller. They put Peacock up front with Lau, and with Miller being healthy, they got him back on the court more, so they put him in the starting rotation, you know, along with Shumpert and Clinch. So played very well against Wake Forest, and they beat Wake. Played a tough game against Florida State, their last two games, where, you know, they could have won at Florida State. Didn't get the win. So, you know, I'm sure they'll be ready to play down there.
What do you see with Shumpert coming along right now? He seems to be really hitting stride.
Well, I think he's been helped. They've taken him off the ball some, and I think that's helped him, where he had the responsibility of trying to score in, basically being their point guard with Miller out. But with Miller coming back, I think that's allowed him not to have to worry about as many things. So that usually helps a player in that situation.
You're looking at game tapes. How much easier is it when you have a game tape of yourself against a team rather than, you know, focusing on Clemson against them?
It really helps because teams play different teams, you know, certain ways. And our game was it wasn't good early for us. You know, we did not play well. We didn't do a lot of things well except force some turnovers that kept us in the game. I think we shot 25% the first half, 2-for-13 from the three-point line. We're out-rebounded by 8 rebounds in the first half, and yet it was only a 5-point game at halftime. So at least we hung around when we weren't playing well. And we had some good looks. You know, I think, you know, it's like any team. If you get the shots that you want, then you have to make some of them. We didn't do a very good job of that the first half. But, you know, any time you come back and win when you haven't played well, it's a good win, because that game could have been lost a lot of times. There's a lot of situations there where we were very close to not being able to come back.
Jerry, you don't have a true road win, but you guys obviously played well down in Florida. Also, two of those teams. Does that give you any sense of confidence?
I think it. You know, it's how it goes. In other words, we've played. I thought we played very well at Miami and Florida State. Didn't get the wins. So we've played well. Some years you win on the road. Some years it's hard to win on the road. I think we've been as consistent as any team winning on the road. We haven't done it yet this year. So that's still ahead of us, and hopefully we'll play well Sunday.
Were you encouraged by the way Braxton played in the second half?
Yeah, I thought he gave us some good minutes. I really did. He was more active, which if you're 6'9", 250, and active, you really help the team, because you take up a lot of room, which sounds funny, but it's true. You do in college basketball. And you compete for every rebound. You make it tougher on them to get second shots. And that's a big thing. And that's without scoring any points. I mean, you don't have to score any points to do that. And I think that's what Braxton can give us right now, and it can really help us when he does give us that.
Adrian Bowie had some big games for you, and then it's tailed off a little bit against the better club. How would you assess where he is offensively in the state of his game?
I think he's fine. You know, he's a sophomore who's playing a lot this year. He's had some good games, as you said, early. And teams adjust. Now you adjust to the teams as they adjust. And it's a game that goes on within the game all the time. Players getting scouted. You get into the league play. I mean, everybody's got every tape that you've played so far. And so you get to know their players. They get to know your players. It's true with your offense. You keep looking for new wrinkles that they won't be ready for. I'm sure Georgia Tech does the same thing. And it's true with players. You have tendencies. On every play, you know, we're halfway through the league. every player we play against, we know their tendencies, but they know our tendencies too. So it's a matter of who makes adjustments, who stays tough. You know, you have to continue to improve your game. I think maybe a lot of people think that by the time you get into league play, that's where it is. That's where it's going to be all year. Well, that's never true. With good teams, they always get better. And then players do that too. They get better because of the scouting. You have to get better.
You've said all along this year that this top to bottom could be the toughest conference beside, you know, right? I mean, it's right there. I mean, 1-6, but they go out and beat Wake. I mean, everybody, Clemson comes out and went by 20-some points against Duke. I mean, it's anybody.
If you look at Georgia Tech's scores, I mean, they've been in just about every game. I mean, they've been right there. 4 or 5 points has determined a lot of their games. And, you know, it's some of it's luck. I mean, they're, you know, guy makes a shot. You know, you're down two with, 40 seconds left in the game, and you play really good defense, and a guy makes a three on you, even though you play defense. Well, if that happened with 12 minutes left in the game, it wouldn't mean anything. You know, they just get three, now it's your ball. Well, that might win the game, and you did everything right. And I think Georgia Tech's been into that a couple times this year. And it's hard. It's hard on your players to make them understand that they played well enough to win the game, and they did nothing wrong to lose the game. The other team just made a great play. And so you have to be tough mentally, and you know it's hard to do sometimes to come back after tough losses like that.
It was a wild week in the ACC. Is there a true favorite in this league?
If you had asked me last week, I would have told you a different team than I would now. I'd say right now, just based on what's happened recently, Carolina would be the true favorite. And that was the way it was preseason. They were the true favorite to win the national championship. But that can change in a week's time. I said this 3 weeks ago that I think every week this year in the league, there'll be a game where people think it's a pretty big upset. And it's happened so far. And I just see it that way.
Gary, on the three, it's funny, you watch Duke play Clemson. They missed every three they had, and they were wide open. And yet it seems like we've been running into every hot shooting team. Is there something you change, or is you just can't affect it when they're shooting 4 or 5 feet behind?
Well, you can't let the players think that way. In other words, we have to play better defense. That's how we have to look at it. We can't say, well, how come Duke couldn't make them against Clemson because they made them against us, same shot, same defense, and they miss against Clemson, make them against Merle.
That's true.
Well, I mean, but we'll take the responsibility. You know, we just have to say we have to play better defense because, with each team it's different. Duke does shoot a lot of threes. Georgia Tech has a tremendous inside game. You know, they have two players that can play with any team in the country in terms of their ability to score inside and rebound. And that's the big thing against Georgia Tech. How do you keep from being dominated on the glass? How do you stop their inside scoring? So each team's different, but I think the other part of the equation is we have to, when we're open, we have to shoot, make our threes. We haven't shot the ball particularly well from the three-point line, and it hasn't always been that we've been covered. You know, we've had some pretty good looks, so we have to nail them when we have open looks.
This is a bit off topic, but how closely do you monitor kind of the ticket sales that are going on here?
I know we sold over 17,000 tickets this year. We probably sold as many as, we sold the most of any college team in this area. The economy's really bad. Everybody's ticket sales are down. I read a big thing on Ohio State where their ticket sales are way down.
So everyone in the
ACC. Ohio State charges $27 a ticket. We charge $40 for a ticket. So there's a lot of things that contribute to ticket sales, not just, you know, how the perception of your team, but if people have any money in their pocket. If you don't have any money, you're not buying a basketball ticket. You're going to buy a quart of milk. I mean, it's just life. You know, that's how it works. Wizards sales are down. And it's throughout the country. NBA ticket sales are down. So we're in a certain period of time right now.
Halfway through the conference season, Revis is leading the team in points and rebounds and assists. doing an awful lot of things, almost had the triple-double the other night, and yet he struggled to shoot the ball. You know, what's your assessment of how he's played and how things are going for him?
Can I go to the bathroom? The thing with Grievous, what you said about his stats are really true. He's really given us a lot in a lot of areas. You know, quite a few of the times he's played the other team's best 1, 2, or 3 because of his size and his length. He can do some things. Where Grievous, I'm sure if you asked him, would like to have done better so far is shoot the ball. You know, just make shots, make open shots. And I'm not talking about drives or anything like that. I mean, just on the perimeter when he's open. He hasn't shot it particularly well. And coming into the season, I think he thought that he was really going to step it up and be, you know, a different shooter than he was last year. And I still think he can. Slumps are tough. I mean, doesn't matter what the sport is. You get into a slump and, you know, you've been doing a certain thing your whole life and just kind of automatic with it. And all of a sudden it's not automatic anymore. And that can really bother you. And it's just, I think hitting a baseball and making a shot are very similar where, you know, you hit a baseball, major league player all of a sudden can't hit a ball for 2 weeks after he's been batting over 300. You know, if you get open looks in basketball, you know you can make them. You've done it before, and the ball doesn't go in the basket, so you got to come out of it.
Obviously, last year, there was Boone down low, there was James down low. I mean, I think it's fair to say he's probably getting guarded differently this year than he has been. There are signs also that, you know, some of the other guys, Cliff and Mosley, scoring well the other night, that you know, they may be able to, like, you know, force teams not to concentrate so much on him. I mean,
yeah, that's what we need. We need an Eric Hayes, a Cliff Tucker, a Sean Mosley to score. It doesn't matter how they score. I think the games where Dave Neal shoots the ball well from the perimeter really help Grievous in that aspect too, because what that does, it brings somebody out from the basket that can't just clog the lane. So, you know, it's a combination. The better we play, the better it is for each individual player, and it's especially true for Grievous because he made second team All-League last year and as a sophomore, so teams naturally come into this season really looking at him to see if they can stop him. And with Gist and Bombali Osby not here, we have to be more of a perimeter shooting team this year, or at least a team that to get to the basket to score has to drive the ball instead of throwing it into a guy and letting him do the scoring. So we've had to adjust this year to, you know, the players that we have, and I think we've gotten some pretty good looks, but it is easier to take perimeter people out when you don't have that ability to score inside. There's no doubt about it.
Sean's offense is getting better and better with each game. Are you pushing it? It seems like his percentage when he drives of getting fouled or making the bucket are excellent. Are you pushing him more and more to drive? Because he seems very unselfish.
Yeah, we want Sean to get in there for a couple reasons. He can really drive, and he's strong enough to finish when he gets in there. But he's a good offensive rebounder. So if he's around when somebody else shoots, you know, we've got at least an opportunity to get some offensive rebounds. That's what we were talking about before. Without Gist and Bombali there, that, you know, we need rebounders, and I don't care who gets the rebounds. Like Grievous has been a tremendous rebounder this year, and if Sean can do the same thing from a guard position, that really helps us. But Sean's game is to take the ball to the basket. I think he's an improving outside shooter. He's made some outside shots now, but his best game is still the ability to drive. And by next year, I would think he'll couple that with a pretty good three-point shot and be really a versatile outside player.
One or two more guys?
Are you contemplating any line changes for Georgia Tech, or basically what you would call them?
Basically, we're going to do the same.
Okay, gang. Thanks so much.
Thanks.
Appreciate you being a player. Lots of little
stuff. Yeah, I know.
It's still pretty fun.
I remember one of the arguments.